Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Him the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 11 and verse 10. It's a beautiful passage of scripture. It says, "Now these were the chiefs of David's mighty men, who together with all Israel bolstered and strengthened his kingdom according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel." Amen. These are the mighty men whom David had. It's the story of David's life, and that's what is mentioned in the chapter about the mighty men of God, who were the mighty men of David. My dear brothers and sisters, when I ponder over this scripture, few things come up very strongly in our meditation and devotion, is that success in any endeavor calls for surrounding yourself with the right people. Amen. Very important, surrounding yourself with the right people. That's why you should always seek God's input in your relationships. Rehoboam should have listened to the advice of his father's, Solomon's, wise and experienced inner circle. Instead, he heeded the advice of those who agreed with his own opinion, and it proved fatal. David, on the other hand, chose people who helped make him great. The Bible records these were the mighty men whom David had, who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom, with all Israel, to make him king according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel, in verse 10 of the same chapter. Now, notice four important things that I would like to shed light that will help you gauge your relationships, all right, and gauge your success factor in your life. Number one, David built a strong inner circle before he needed it, right? He started building his team long before he was crowned. Number two, he attracted people with varied gifts. He reached for them, rewarded them, and was not intimidated by those who had skills that differed from his. And with the help of these mighty men, David felt ready for anything, right? Thirdly, he cultivated loyalty. He drew people close to him, shared his life with them, and in the end, they were willing to lay their lives on the line for him. Fourthly, he delegated responsibility based on ability. Because he was secure in his own identity and calling, David was not afraid to delegate authority and responsibility to those around him. In the beginning, some of his mighty men were misfits, but he transformed his ragtag group into a winning team. If you would read the book of 1 Samuel chapter 22, you will have an understanding that how beautifully the team was transformed. So my dear brothers and sisters, David made his inner circle great, and in turn, his inner circle made him great, right? So the important aspect for today's devotion is, and the word for today is, let's choose the right people, the right friends who will add value in your life and will rejoice in the anointing that you carry, which is unique to you, and bless you. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. Yes, O Lord, as the saying goes, show me your friends and I will show you your character. Lord, I pray, give us, O Father, men who who are faithful and able, O Father God, men who are strong and loyal, men who are responsible, men who are accountable, O Father God, who will fan the flames of the Holy Spirit in our lives in the name of Jesus. Give us, O Father God, men and women of faith with whom, anointed people, with whom we can, Lord, rub shoulders with, and Father, Lord, add value to each other's life. Faithful men. Thank you, Master. I give you the praise and I give you the glory. Today, Lord, as your people step out into the jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day, bless them, O Father. Even in the workplaces, grant them success. Lift them up. O Father God, give them, O Father, a great, great sign of your favor in the name of Jesus. Father, and flourish and prosper your people, because you desire in the prosperity of your saints. Hallelujah. Abba Father, I also pray for the ones who may be grappling with the health conditions. I speak healing into their bodies now in Jesus' name. They'll be well and made whole by the power of your word in the name of the Lord. And we give you the praise. We give you the honor and dominion, because it is yours. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.